What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right, guys, what we're going to go over today is how to close out 2024 correctly and setting goals for the 2025, for the new year. So, you know, right now is New Year's week. We got just a few days for the new year. And these are some of the strategies that I do to close out the year and how to set goals for all the pillars in your life for 2025. That way, you know, we actually make some changes. We actually, you know, look back 12 months from now and we're like, damn, we accomplished a lot. We're not the same person. So the first thing you got to do is reflect. You got to reflect on the wins and the things that you accomplished this year. And this is so important because it could feel like you haven't done shit this whole year. Like you didn't do anything. You didn't got anything accomplished. Like you're still like grinding, like, damn, man, it feels like I'm in the same spot that I started this year. And without you taking the actual time to reflect, especially on the wins, big or small, like acknowledge the moments of success and celebrate the milestones you reach. Like whether that is like physically, like, wow, I'm in such a better shape now, waist size, you know, financially, in your career, in your relationships, like the types, you know, the type of relationships you have now versus what you had 12 months ago. Like really take the time to reflect on the year you had. And celebrate them. Celebrate them because, you know, you're about to leave this year. You're not going to really think about it much. So now is the time to think about everything that you've accomplished, you know, physically, mentally, financially, and spiritually. It's also a good time to think about the challenges that you went through, all the difficulties that you went through. And that's a good reminder that, hey, you got through them. You were able to get through all the hard shits. So, you know, you can't finish off this year without first reflecting, and you know, that's the first step, reflecting on the wins and the challenges. So also before leaving 2024, before leaving the year behind, you gotta get light. You gotta get light. We are going into a new year and you don't want to go into the new year heavy. What do I mean by get light? Clearing out space, clearing out clutter, clearing out shit that you know should not be coming with you to the new year. Six places I like to clear our shit, clear our clutter. The first one is your closet. All the clothes that, man, I wear the same shit almost every single week. And then I have like maybe 5 or 10 pieces that is like my going out pieces. And then after that, man, it's just stuff that never gets touched in the closet. Things that never get touched in the closet, shoes that I didn't use this whole year. So now is the time to look at your closet and be like, hey, did I even use this year? Did I use it once? Does this even fit me? Like, this shit is stained. Like, I wouldn't wear this again. Like, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Even if it's like, oh, but so-and-so gave me this shirt, or, oh, this is from, like, that event I went to. Like, yo, you're not going to wear that shit. Throw it away. Donate it. Someone else, and this is the thing that you got to put in mind, someone else could have a better use for that. So donate it. Put it in the bag. Take it to Goodwill and donate it. Clean out the closet. The second thing is your desk. Your desk, your workplace. This goes for if you work from home or if you work in, you know, an office, you go to an actual office, wherever you may work, you know, if you don't have a workspace, because, you know, maybe you do like laboring or you're depending on your job, but organize your files, clear the clutter, create a fresh, inspiring environment. This is where you work. You want to make your space nice and clean and neat and enjoyable for you to be at. That way you don't dread going in there. You know, you're like, yeah, at least once you get to work, okay, it's time to work. Everything is nice and organized. And it's like, it drives you to work even harder. The third place is digital. Digital, digital, digital. Unsubscribe from unnecessary emails. Delete unused apps and declutter your digital space, your phone. Delete all those apps. Like, I know you never have time. You kind of just scroll. I know I'm guilty of this, but the other day I was like, you know what? Today I have time. Fuck all these emails. Fuck all this subscribe. Like I had subscription to like an Xbox 360, which I haven't owned in like 15 years. I had a subscription newsletter subscription to like Samsung phone. I've been team iPhone all my life. Like so much shit that your emails gets leaked, and then you keep on getting all those emails of junk that's distraction. And even if it's stuff that you actually did subscribe to, like your favorite shopping place or your nightclub or the place you'd like to go, at the end of the day, that shit is distraction because you could be going throughout the day wanting to be productive and you're like, oh shit, Victoria's Secret just dropped something new, or oh shit, there's an event going on and it's gonna derail you of your goals. So digital detox, digital, clean out as well. Your gym. And this goes to mostly, if you have a home gym. Mostly everybody here works out from home, but if you have a home gym, you need to take care of it. You need to clean it out, sweep it, what's it called? Mop it, wipe it down, wipe out your equipment, wipe down your kettlebells, take care of them. Like, don't have a bunch of clutter in your space. Some of you are very clutter into your workout space. So you don't even have a full room to like do Turkish get-ups or move side to side. Like clean out that space. It's gonna be way more enjoyable for you when you do your workouts. And once again, you want to make it pleasant for you to be there. You're gonna spend 3 to 4, maybe 5 hours a week in your home gym. So it's very important for you to have that nice space. That's your you time. So make sure your gym is on point and you should organize it, clean out the junk, see if you can make a little bit more space because most of you, they use the gym in your garage and then there's clutter and stuff. So clean out all of that and make it a nice place to be for you to get your workouts in. Your kitchen, this is the fifth one. Expire items. Some of you have so much shit that you bought years ago, months ago. So check your food out, see if it's expired, see if you're even gonna use it. See, sometimes you just buy one thing for one-off things or because you had someone over and it's just taking up space in your kitchen and your cabinet. So throw all that out. Your pots, your pans, your Tupperwares. There's Tupperwares you haven't used this whole year. That needs to go. There's pots and pans that are all scratched up or all fucked up. Like, that needs to get out of here. There's knives that don't even cut. So, you don't even use them because you know they don't cut, but you won't throw them away. And that way, you're never gonna get new ones. So, get rid of the shit that doesn't work in your kitchen. Get rid of the stuff that you're not using. And that way, you make room for some new stuff. And the last one here to keep clean is your car. It's your car. Some of you use your car weekly. Some of you use your car daily. Some of you use your car 1 hour to 2 hours every single day. So wash it, clean it out, and make it a nice space to be in. You're spending there a lot of time. It should be a nice place for you to be then. It shouldn't be like all crowded and disgusting or smelly. Like you don't want to go into the new year with all of that. All right, so with that, we move on to the five things you gotta implement. Five things you gotta implement in the new year that I like to implement. So the first thing is Kevin's rule. Kevin's rule, and this is this guy Kevin came up with this, that's why it's called that way, but it's basically taking a mini adventure that you normally wouldn't take and doing it every 8 weeks. Doing it every 8 weeks. So like something you normally wouldn't do, like going, this could be big, this could be short, like this could be a week vacation, this could be a weekend vacation, this could be a one day activity, this could be locally, this could be you going out of state, this could be you going to a national park, this could be taking a cooking class, you taking a painting class, you taking an archery class, you taking a pottery class, like something that you wouldn't do out of the ordinary. And then this is a perfect time for you to spend time with your loved ones as well. It's like, why not just go on an adventure with your kids and go to downtown and check out a new pizza place? That could be a little mini adventure for you and your family, or you and your significant other. Like some type of little adventure that It's gonna have you looking forward. Now, the key to this is scheduling it every 2 months, every 8 weeks, like actually putting it on the schedule and planning out like what would be a cool thing. Like, I am sure there's so many things to do in your city or in your town that you haven't even scratched the surface. Just go check it out. Like, there's so many things in Miami here that I haven't done. Like, I haven't even gone to the Ferris wheel that is in downtown. I haven't been on a boat in a while. Like, there's so many things to do. So start planning mini little adventures. They don't have to cost money. It could be as simple as just checking out a walk into a park that you've never gone to and hanging out there for the day, having a picnic. Something small. It could be big. It could be big travel, but have it in your calendar for every 8 weeks that you are going to, plan something out. And then that way you have something to look forward to every, at least every 2 months. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna take that little adventure and it's gonna keep you going for the year. Now, the second thing is adding winning habits every quarter. Every quarter, every 3 months, slowly push yourself outside of your comfort zone and closer into the person you want to become. We all have goals. We all have that person that we want to be, that we strive to be. And so these habits should align with that. This could be into like, okay, I'm gonna wake up earlier. I'm gonna work out. I'm gonna implement a walk. Every time I wake up, I'm gonna chug some water. Whatever the case may be, whatever winning habit you want to add in, it could be reading, it could be journaling, it could be meditation, whatever winning habit you want to add it every quarter, and that way you stack it. By the end of the year, you have four habits into your life that are going to set you up for, for a better year. Number three, create a GSD list every night. GSD, get shit done list. Get shit done list every night. Things you got to do, workouts, meal plans, errands, kids, appointments, whatever the case may be. So you have a clear vision of what the next day is going to look like. I physically write these things down in a notepad in my desk, and I write everything I got to do. Oh, I gotta do a program for this. I gotta do a meal plan for this. I gotta ship out these kettlebells. I gotta do, 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 do. And then the next day, when you wake up, like you know exactly why you gotta wake up and get going because you know that list is gonna be there. All you gotta look is, oh, there's all these things I gotta do. Let's go get them done. And that because if you don't, the time is gonna pass anyways. You're gonna probably doom scroll or get distracted with something, or someone's gonna call you, hey, you have time to hang out, or you have time to do this, or let's do this, or whatever, and you get distracted, and then someone else controls the time of the day. When you have that list, you have it clear of what are the things you need to do. So you could be like, hey, sorry, I have these things I gotta do, I can't do it. Like you have it all written down for you. You could do this every night. My lists sometimes are so big that I do it every 2 days. So sometimes it takes me 2 days to get everything I need to get done on the list. But whatever, which way you go to daily or every 2 days, make sure you create a list of the things you got to do the next day. That way you have a clear vision of everything you got to do. And most importantly, you don't miss on the things. Like you forget to do things and then you forget to do it for a week that turns into a month. And now we're let's just being unproductive. Sunday, number four, Sunday map out. This is the same kind of system of the get shit done list, but for the week. So every Sunday, plan out your week and fill out your calendar with the things you need to get done that week. Take control before someone else does. Take control, and this is everything as much as you can. Like you should be putting in your calendar, blocking out the times you're gonna work out. You should be putting in your calendar, blocking out the times you're gonna go on a walk. You should be putting in your calendars, your work stuff, your kids' activities, your date night with your spouse or your significant other. Like everything should be in your calendar because if it's not, then someone's gonna call you, and then someone's gonna make plans for you, and it's not gonna be your plans. It's not gonna be for the things that you wanna get done to go and get towards your goals, which we will talk about right now is, health, relationship, wealth, and self. So make sure you map out your calendar every Sunday. What are the things, the non-negotiable things that you're gonna do every day? Block them out. That way, you get them done. Number five, Take daily vitamins. Take daily vitamins. And these are not your regular vitamins like vitamin D, vitamin C. These are things you would love to do if you so the things you would love to do if you can do anything in a day. Like let's say finally you didn't have to go to work. Like you didn't have to go to work. You could just do whatever you want to do in a day. What would your day look like? What would your day look like if you didn't have to do anything? Like you weren't responsible for anything. I know for me, I will for sure be going probably on two walks. I will for sure be, going on a swim. I'll for sure be hitting the hot tub. I'll for sure go get a workout. I'll probably go get a massage as well. I'll probably cook. I like cooking. I enjoy cooking. I'll watch a show for 1 hour, So that would be like unquote unquote my perfect day. So those are your vitamins. Those are the things that you actually enjoy doing. So those are your vitamins. And all you gotta do is take one or two a day, one or two of those a day. That way you keep your mind, body fulfilled of the things that you actually wanna do. I know for me, I work out most days. I go on a walk most days. Here and there, I go and hit the jacuzzi. And I like to watch a show with Ashley, nightly. That's something I enjoy doing. So one or two things that you enjoy doing. Make it a habit and adding it to your daily routine. Because if not, you're gonna feel burned out. You're gonna think it's all work, all grind, and then you're not gonna have a good time in this new year. Guys, those are the five things to implement for the new year. Number one, Kevin's rule: mini adventure every 8 weeks. Number two, add a winning habit every quarter. Every 3 months, add a winning habit to your routine, to your life that's gonna lead you to your goals. Number three, create a GSD list every night. Get shit done list every night before you go to sleep. Write down the things you gotta get done the next day. That way, when the day comes, you know exactly what to do. Number four, Sunday map out. Map out your week. Block out your calendars. Everything you're gonna do throughout the week. Number five, take daily vitamins. And by vitamins, I mean things that you enjoy doing daily. One or two things that you enjoy doing, do it daily. All right, so we'll continue here into the goal setting portion of this. Why do we set goals? Why do we set goals? We set goals to remind yourself every day why you're doing this shit. When people quit early, when people quit, they give up on their goals, it's really because they have no goals. Like I have a lot of conversations that tell me, I'm like, okay, what's kind of like holding you back? What gets in the way sometimes? And they're like, oh, it's motivation. I'm not motivated, or I'm not being held accountable. And it's easy to not be motivated when you don't know where you're going, when you don't have a clear vision of where you're going. Like, why am I gonna measure my protein? Why am I gonna go to the gym and like do all that shit that hurts my muscles and fatigues me? Why am I gonna walk for 30 minutes a day? Like, oh, hell no. Like, why would I do all that? And like, it's gonna be so easy for you to get motivated and quit. But if you have a clear vision, a clear goal of where you're going, like, okay, that's what I'm doing. Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. every day, and it's because I'm trying to be the best kettlebell trainer I can be. And that involves me, having my morning routine, getting to the gym, and then that way, by the time I come back, which is and have breakfast by 8 a.m., then I can start working on my business and everything I need to do with my marketing and my clients. Also, to not get worse, is staying the same is a myth. You are either getting better or getting worse. There's no such thing as staying the same. Time keeps on going. The world keeps on rotating. So if you stay the same by default, you're gonna be getting worse because everybody else keeps on moving forward. So there's no such thing as staying that, like, oh, I'm just gonna chill here, I'm good, I'm just gonna stay the same. No, you're gonna be getting worse and therefore getting way more away from the person that you want to be. Third point, to get a sense of accomplishment and confidence when you reach them. Like to pretty much see the milestones you come across. Like if you set no goals, you're never gonna have that feeling of, you know what, I accomplished this thing. Like you could literally lose 30 pounds in a year and like not even feel proud of it because it just happened and you didn't even set a goal. It's but which by the way, that is never gonna happen. You're not gonna just lose 30 pounds by accidents. But when you don't set those goals, then you're not gonna know when you hit them. Like that proud feeling of I set this goal and I crushed it, or I set this goal, I got so close, this is where I need to pivot and to make it happen. So that sense of accomplishment and confidence when you've reached them. Lastly, when setting goals, you want to think about what would the best version of me be like? What habits would they do? What would be their non-negotiables? We're about to get into actually setting goals. And this is gonna be like the person that you want to become. Like this is the idea that you're gonna get about setting your goals. Like for example, I want to be the best kettlebell coach out there. What would that entail? What would that look like for me? Well, for sure, if I want to be the best kettlebell coach, the 2.0 Vlad of me is definitely not gonna miss posting on social media every day. So that's why I post every day. It's definitely gonna be on point with his body, his mobility, and his endurance. That's why I work on my shit every day. He's definitely gonna be attentive to all his clients. That's why I'm so attentive to all my clients. So like think about the future you. What does the future you that has all the things that you want, what would that look like? What time would they wake up? What would they be eating? What would their diet be like? What would their habits be like? Who would they be hanging around with? What would you be doing throughout the weekend? So you got to think about like the future you and the type of habit, the future you that has everything you want and the type of habits and lifestyle that they are living. And it should be in congruency with, what their goals are. All right. So the four pillars to set goals for. So, how the first one is health and fitness. Health and fitness, and obviously, you guys hired me for this one, and we have this pretty dialed in, but I'm challenging you right now to pause this, get a pen and paper, and write three goals for each pillar that we're about to break down right now. So the first one is health and fitness. Obviously, I'm guiding you through this one, but we could get even more specific, We could get more specific and write things down. We could go by waist size. What's your waist size right now? What waist size do you want to be at? We could go body fat. What's your body fat right now? What body fat do you want to be at? Your weight, do you want to gain weight? Do you want to gain more muscle? For some of you want to be heavier, you want to be more muscular. For some of you want to be leaner and thinner. So, what weight do you want to be at? Strength. And this could be as specific as like, oh, I want to be able to press the 24 kg. I want to be able to Turkish get up the 32 kg. I want to be able to have two 16 kg kettlebells and be able to press them for five. Like it could be that specific. Like that's how you measure strength by, the weight you're moving, with the weight you're moving and how things are getting easier. Activity, this could be like, oh, I want to hike this X mountain, or I want to run a marathon in X amount of minutes. I want to do this hike in X amount of minutes. I want to be able to complete this swim. I want to be able to go kayaking. I want to be able to go whitewater rafting. I think that's what it's called. And also, another thing that you can measure your health and fitness is body part. Like, oh, I really want some lean ass triceps. I really want some fucking juicy quads. I want strong this, or I want to grow my traps or whatever, or I want a fucking six pack. Like, you could be as selfish as you want. This is your vision for what you want for yourself in 2025. So the first pillar is health and fitness. Make sure to write down three goals of each pillar. So pause this shit right now, write down your three goals, and then we'll continue. The second pillar is relationships. Relationships. What type of friends do you want to keep around? Who do you want to, keep in touch with, or schedule some, call it date nights, but just hanging out with friends or make time for them? Boundaries. What type of boundaries do you want to implement in 2025? Some people cross the boundaries and it bothers you and it gives you anxiety, and every time they do it, you get mad, but you don't say shit. So you need to, implement boundaries. If you need to implement boundaries, maybe that's one of your goals for relationships. Like, hey, when this happens, I'm not gonna allow this to happen, whatever the case may be. your love life, you know. Maybe you want to find a mate. You're not gonna find it staying cooped in indoors. You know, get out there, go to more social events. If you have a spouse, maybe implement a weekly date night, monthly date night, like make it a thing, make it a goal. I know I have a goal of a weekly date night with Ashley. So every week we try to either we go see a movie at the movie theater or we do something outdoors, like just something to get out an activity. That way that I know that helps our relationship. And also when it comes to relationships, family, like, you know, seeing your dad, seeing your mom, catching up with your siblings, catching up with your cousin, your aunt, whoever they may be, make it a goal that you're gonna at least, like, it could be as simple as reaching out or texting. You know what? Weekly, I'm gonna text my mom. Weekly, I'm gonna call my mom or dad or your sibling or spending time with your kids. Like weekly, I'm gonna take my kid out to this thing or whatever the case may be, make it a goal and try to stick to it. So write down three goals for relationships right now. The third pillar is wealth and career. Wealth and career. So when we're setting goals for this, we're talking about finances like savings, like how much money do you want to save, you know. Spending, how much money do you want to spend? Like, you know, do you need to cut back on your spending? Do you need to live below your means a little bit? You know, that's a big issue with people that they live above their mean, and it's like they're on this cycle of like, oh man, I'm living month to month, paycheck to paycheck, and they can never get ahead. You got to do those things, increasing your income. What would it look like for you to increase your income? Do you own your own business? Do you need to focus more on marketing and sales? Like, what do you need to do to increase your income, and what would you like your income to be by the end of 2025 or for 2025? And this goes right into like promotions. Like, if you work for someone in a company, like, what are the things that you would like to do, need to do to get a promotion? Do you want a promotion? What promotion would you like? Would you like the next one up or the two next one ups or whatever the case may be? You know exactly that title. So if you want that, set that for your goal. And also what it will take to get that promotion. Obviously, not getting there late, you know, doing the extra mile, showing up for people, doing the extra things is going to get you that extra promotion. Investment. A goal of investing, like how much money do you want to invest every month? You know, it could be a yearly goal of I want to invest whatever $10,000 this year. That means that you gotta invest like 800 something dollars every month. So, you know, there's that, like taking care of your future you by investing. Career change. Are you unhappy with your career? Is that one of your goals? You have no passion for what you're doing right now, and you know it's draining you. You know it's not what you're meant to be to do. So you need to change. Like, you need to make a plan for that. Maybe that's one of your goals for your wealth and career pillar. And last one, business. If you own your own business, what is your business? You know what. You know, what do you need to do to get your business up? What do you need to do to get more clients, more revenue, your marketing, your content, your email newsletter? Man, we could go so into this business stuff, but you know, what do you need to, what are your goals for your business if you own a business? You got to have a clear number and a plan and execute. The last pillar is self-care. Self-care. So self-care, man, this is just taking care of you and doing what you want to do. It goes very similar to the vitamins that we talked about, like doing what you want to do. And this could involve meditation, reading books, learning a new skill, going pottery, going painting, riding a horse for the first time, whatever the case may be, massages, recovery, journaling, hot tub, less screen time. You know that's good for your mental health. Like, you spend all day scrolling on your phone 4 to 6 hours comparing yourself to people. That is not going to be good for your mental health. Therapy, maybe talk to someone once a week, once a month, whatever self-care may be for you. But the way to simplify it is something that you do for you that you want to do. It's like, fuck everybody else. What do you I want to do that makes me feel good. I know for like a year or two, one of the things that I would do is I would sit out here in the balcony and I would read for an hour. I would read for an hour And I wouldn't necessarily have to read for an hour, but I couldn't do anything else for that hour. So I could either read or stare into space, into the clouds, into the sky, and that's it. So it was great for me. That was so many good months of reflection that I had, and it brought me back to my purpose and what I wanted to do with my life. So guys, those are their four pillars to set goals for. And I want you guys to work on three goals per pillar. Pillar number one, health and fitness. Pillar number two, relationships. Pillar number three, wealth and your career. Pillar number four, self-care. Closing thoughts. 2025 is all about becoming the 2.0 version of yourself. Step into the version you want to become. It's going to be uncomfortable, but that's the whole point of going somewhere you have never been. You have to leave your comfort zone. I'm going to say that again. For you to go where you've never been, you have to leave your comfort zone. So it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be ugly. It's going to get hard. It's going to feel like, oh, maybe this is not for me. Whenever you set your goal to accomplish something, to get something done, the universe is gonna slap you in the face so hard just to know if you're for real. You gotta let them know that you're for real and just keep on going, keep on showing up. Become your truest self. Someone your inner kid, your inner child will be proud of. Man, this is, and I don't wanna get too deep into this, but as a kid, you have your personality, the things you wanna do. And what's funny, what's not funny, and how you act, and then slowly all of that starts dying down. You go into school, you go into middle school, high school, you start there's every the society starts to kind of mold you into what you should be doing, or whatever the case may be, and then you forget about like who is you, like your truest self, who is you? So that is someone. That should be a goal for you. Like, become your truest self. Like, stop doing shit that gives you anxiety. Like, oh, I'm just doing it because I'm doing it, or I'm doing it because, my parents, or like, because I've always doing it. I always go to this place because, I've been doing it for years, and like, but you're unhappy, or you go see this person, or you keep this person in your group of friends, and every time you see that person, it causes you anxiety, or you're just not having a good time. Like, cut all that shit out. Become your truest self. You can't get to your new life if you still have one foot on your old life. Like, it's just not gonna work. It's just not gonna work. That's like a fucking alcoholic. You're like, you know what? I'm gonna get sober, but I'm gonna have like one drink a week. One drink a week, but yeah, I'm still trying to get sober though. Like, you have to cut it out. Cut it out in businesses, like cut out your minimize your losses. And guys, that's why I went completely sober when I last October. Like, I knew I did play with it. I went sober for like 3 months, and then the next following year I did it for 3 months, and I was like, you know what, I need to like just cut all this shit out. And it's been life-changing for me. So you can't be one foot in, one foot out. Go all in. Go all in on your goals. Don't be the just tip type of person. Go all in. It all starts with planning, execution, and staying consistent. Staying consistent. Consistency is so important. You it man, right now people are so lazy, and people, the bar is so low that if you're just consistent, you're gonna make it. You're gonna progress, and you're gonna move in the right direction. Implement planning, execute, and stay consistent. Stay consistent. You probably are doing the right things. You're just not consistent enough. Give it a year, give it a 5 years. And this is something that I remind myself with business. It's like, man, most companies takes at least five. Most companies lose money the first 5 years in business. So it's all giving. You just got to keep showing up, keep showing up, keep giving. And I promise you, it's going to come back to you eventually. And you're going to become that 2.0 version of yourself. You're going to look back and you're like, holy shit, my life is so fucking different. And not only different, but so much better. You rest when you're tired, you don't quit. Rest when you're tired. You don't quit. This is like true for a lot of areas in life. Like, you feel burnt out, you feel out of mind, take a break. Take a break, ease your mind. And if you feel burned out and get to that tipping point, probably you're not doing self-care. You're probably not taking your vitamins. You're probably not doing those mini adventures we talked about. So when you get there, then it's like an emergency self-care that you got to do for a few days, maybe a whole day, take a whole day off, rest, and then continue. And then continue. One day, 1 week, 1 month is not gonna ruin your progress for the whole year. So keep that in mind. All right, guys. What I want you guys to do is to post one goal for every pillar on the Facebook group. That way we can hold each other accountable. I hope all of you got some great value from this presentation. I can't wait to crush 2025 with you all. Let's fucking go.